You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello everyone, welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. You join us on Sunday's edition of the podcast. We're down to just the two meetings on Sunday. Domestic action at Plympton, where the Sussex National is the feature race, and a good card over in Ireland as well at Nace, where we've got the Grade 1 at Novices Hurdle on the programme. Make sure you join us on William Hill's Racing Radio with Mark Walton, Kevin O'Malley and John Budden, the team in the studio, to guide you through all of the action on Sunday. Here to take a look to two races at Plympton and a look back on Saturday's star performers alongside myself, Sam Norris, is Gareth Topham. How are you, Gareth?
Yeah, good, thanks, Sam. Happy New Year to you and
yes,
our listeners.
And to you.
Yeah, currently sandwiched between two abandonments, so it's actually nice to be back in work.
Well, yeah, I was just about to say this must be a rare Saturday off for you, but due to the way the weather's been playing havoc with the game at the moment.
Yeah, not great. Weatherby yesterday, gone. Newcastle tomorrow, gone. So, but air will be on, I think, on Wednesday, which is nice, seeing as it's about 4.5 hours away from home. But hey, look, let's go race. It's good to be racing, particularly this time of year, because as we've seen, we've had the Welsh Grand National today. Mm. So many meetings this time of year are called off, so to get anything on over jumps is particularly good. So, looking forward to getting back on track. But nice to be in the warmth of the studio in between.
Yes, I can imagine so. And we're not too far away from the point-to-point scene really kicking into top gear as well. There'll be work for you across the point-to-point.
Yeah, Barbary Castle, the international point-to-point, that's on the 20th of January, I'm doing that one. Hopefully alongside Irish commentator Richard Pugh, who comes across, and he recently gave me a gig over in Ireland at Down Royal.
Oh, of course, on Boxing Day,
which is absolutely fantastic. So I'm hoping that he'll call a couple of races alongside me at Barbary in a couple of weeks' time. I've not yet spoken to the management about it, but if they are listening, he's a good guy and he's a very, very good caller. It'd be great to work alongside him. And ultimately, it's going to be another busy season of racing between the flags, and hopefully we'll find one or two nice horses emerge for the up-and-coming seasons. We've already seen so far this season one or two nice horses that have graduated from the point-to-point ranks, not just over in Ireland, but in Britain as well. Mm. It's good to see.
Yes, absolutely.
Because I think British point-to-points, they do get a bit of a stale press sometimes, sort of, or they're just old horses that have, you know, that have passed their best. And, yeah, in the main, that is the truth. But you still do get one or two nice prospects emerge, one or two nice young horses, and then we see them perform on the race courses. So it's not all bad. And I'm sure it's going to be another great season ahead. Looking forward to it. I think I've got about 10-12 meetings penciled in the diary.
Yeah, it's definitely more seen as a stepping stone for the younger horses in Ireland, which is why I think Irish point-to-point form tends to stand up much better than British point-to-point form.
Yeah, it does. It does. And rightly so. Like you say, they are two different games, aren't they, between Ireland and this country. But as a lot of listeners will know, I'm quite sort of closely affiliated with the point-to-point scene over here, so I don't like to badmouth it at all.
I
enjoy it immensely, and as previous seasons have seen in particular, you can get one or two good horses filter out of it.
Yeah, indeed. Dan Royal must have been something a little bit different on Boxing Day, Gareth.
Awesome, absolutely loved it. It's so laid back over there.
Right.
I went over and got there really early, went for a walk around the track, which was a brilliant calorie burn off because it's about 2.25 miles round. It's a huge circuit, and the going was really bottomless, very, very testing ground. And I got back and spoke to the management there and sort of said to them, well, look, what's the regime over here? Because back at home we call the runners to post, we give betting shows, that sort of thing. Oh, just do whatever you like. You know, they didn't mind at all.
And, wait until the runners
for absolutely,
along.
It was wonderful. And, a massive crowd and very noisy crowd as well. They were all really getting into the races. And it was amazing because there were seven races on the card. and five of them were won by less than a length.
All right, okay.
So we had some very, very exciting finishes. We also saw a former Grade 1 winning chaser in Gil Gamboa,
yes,
who was placed in a Grand National at Aintree at one point in his career. He won a Hunter's Chase, which I think was the first Hunter's Chase in Britain Ireland this season.
All right, okay.
And he was quite workmanlike, but he was taking on one or two other good horses that raced in the Potts colours. But Nina Carberry got him home, and I think himself, I mean, he's been racing, yes, in the Irish point-to-point sphere, but he's a good prospect for Hunter Chases this coming season.
Oh, good stuff. Let's take a little look back on some of Saturday's best action then. Of course, Tarworth and Novices Hurdley at Sandown, and the day was boosted by the rearranged Welsh Grand National fixture as well. We'll start with the Welsh Grand National. Always a stern test. The ground always seems to be nigh on bottleless at Chepstow, and today was no different. The race won by Raz de Marie from Alfie Spinner. Final nudge and Vintage Clouds filling the frame, incidentally. But it was a really good renewal of the race this year, Gareth, and good to see two old boys, two 13-year-olds, fighting out the finish. A very spirited display from Alfie Spinner in defeat for Kerry Lee, who's banging form at the moment. And Raz de Marie winning the race for Gavin Cromwell, who, of course, saw his run in the previous race, Famous Millie, unfortunately come down at the last bit.
Yeah, thankfully Famous Millie was okay. Yes. That race was won nicely by We Have a Dream ahead of Sussex Ranger. They're two nice horses, but they're young horses. We're going to see plenty more of them as the season goes on, whereas the Welsh National, of course, it features many of the older brigade, and indeed they fought out the finish this time around, and it was great for young James Bowen. I think he's only 16 years of age. He's only 3 years older than the horse he rode. I think I'm right in saying he's probably fresh out of pony race riding, which is where he'd have had his grounding initially. I know that Sean Bowen took that route, and then Welsh point to points. And I'm working with Kev today, and Kev thinks that James Bowen really could be, you know, future champion jockey. He gave it a peach of a ride, absolute peach of a ride, and he was sent off at quite a juicy price in the end, you know, 16-1. When you consider that last year it was only Native River that ran placed in the Gold Cup later on in the season that beat him in this race off top weight. So he was a horse that was proven in the conditions, and he was never a million miles behind, and he came through strongly at the end to get the better of Alfie Spinner, who was prominent throughout. He raced quite wide throughout, and I believe his jockey Richard Patrick may have just dropped his whip in between the final couple of fences, which didn't help, but possibly was beaten anyway by Raz de Marais, who stuck on stoically to the line. And I think he's won two Cork Nationals in his time, Raz de Marais. He's always been a very high-class staying chaser for races like this, but to get his day in the sun, as it were, in a real major contest, the Cork Nationals are a cracking race, but the Welsh Grand National is, you know, it's one of the real highlights of the staying chase season, and it was great to see him go one better than he did last year, because obviously last year he bumped into quite a good one.
Yeah, absolutely. Native River, of course, went on, as you mentioned, to run placed in the Cheltenham Gold Cup. Want to mention the Tolworth as well, the Grade 1 feature on Sandown's card. I know both you and I were quite hoping Kalashnikov could maintain his unbeaten record, finishing second in the end, soundly beaten by Somerville Boy by four lengths. And the race was interestingly set up because Monday Avalwa, the mount of the aforementioned Sean Bowen, made sure it was a really good test, which I think, sort of in my mind, was playing into the hands of Kalashnikov, who connections perhaps think will get further. But take your hat off to Somerville Boy, who won well in what was a proper test, and that was his first win over hurdles. Not bad to do in a Grade 1.
Yeah, unbelievable, really. And it was only the horse's fifth career start. He had one on debut. He's clearly a very nice prospect. I think here he was aided somewhat by the principals not really performing. Mont des Avalois, he, I think, will win plenty of races, probably over fences, because he shows his hurdles no respect at all. He made a dreadful shape at more than one of the hurdles and quite late on in the contest as well. If Paul Nichols can just iron out this horse's jumping, he's already been quite effective. He was 2 from 4 going into today. But there's definitely an engine there. He stayed competitive for a long time, but he just cannot jump to save his life at the moment. So that needs to be ironed out. For me today, Kalashnikov never went with any great fluency. From halfway, he was off the bridle. Jack Quinlan, for me, never really happy with him. He's actually dug quite deep, I thought, to get as close to Somerville Boy. Yeah. He looked as though he was going to challenge him approaching the last. At Somerville Boy, he made a mistake at the final flight, which just enabled Kalashnikov to close up somewhat. But he just hadn't really gone with the same sort of fluency that I saw this horse win on debut. It was very, very taken with him. And he's been impressive in what he's done prior to this race over hurdles this season. But there just wasn't that same sort of zip there today. And maybe a return to slightly better going, maybe a small advance in trip might just help Kalashnikov, because I certainly think that he's a very, very talented horse. Ultimately here he's been second in a Grade One, so he clearly is.
Yes.
Another nice horse for Amy Murphy, who does incredibly well with the horses that she gets. She hasn't got many, but she's got some really good ones in her care. And of the others, of course, Western Rider was coming into the race well fancy for Warren Grey Trex and Richard Johnson. But again, he never really let down fully, and he was beaten fully half a mile from home.
Yes, absolutely. Somerville Boy, the winner of the Tolworth then. And as you quite rightly mentioned there, Gareth, it's good to see the smaller operation having runners in these Grade 1 races. It may not be the best Grade 1 they have all season, but excellent stuff to see some of the smaller, less heralded yards.
It is, yeah. I mean, Tom George is a very, very good trainer. And I always sort of think, when I hear Tom George, I usually think of sort of chasers, 2.5
yes,
to 3
yes.
miles. But yeah, mainly running in good handicap races, which is very, very effective. So yeah, great for the yard to have a Grade 1 winner. And Somerville Boy, look, that was only his fifth career start over jumps. So he's his fifth career start under rules in this sphere. So he's only going to go forward from this today. And who says he can't? Improve a darn sight more. It was a really good effort. He jumped well, with the exception of that final flight. He travelled well throughout the race. What more can you ask for?
Yeah, indeed. Let's take a look at some of Sunday's races now. We'll go to Plumpton, where the Sussex National is the feature on their card. We'll get to the big race momentarily. Want to begin with the 105, though, which is a novice's chase over an extended 2 miles. The ground likely to be very, very testing indeed down at Plumpton on Sunday. And just four runners line up for this novice's chase, Gareth, but there's one that's caught your eye here.
Yeah, he'll be long odds on, so we'll try and give you the forecast to make some sort of bet out of it. But he's just a horse that I really liked back last season. He won a hot race at Aintree at the Grand National meeting over hurdles, horse called Rather Be, and he made a cracking start to his chasing career. That was at Toaster last time out, which I think does actually take quite a lot of jumping, but he jumped really, really well. It was good to soft in places on that occasion, but for me it looked to be a bit more testing than that. It was hard work for the horses throughout the course of the day. And okay, he was odds on in that, but he just absolutely annihilated them. And arguably, it was a slightly stronger race than this one. You had the likes of War Sound and Cafe Blanco. He just destroyed them. And I think he's a really nice prospect going forward. And he's one horse that might be a sort of handicap project for yeah. Cheltenham down the line. He's going to be kept sort of in low key novice chases until he needs to be put into to a stronger grade. But I just think they're taking a nice route with him here, and I think he'll make mincemeat of his rivals tomorrow. And the one to chase him home, I think, may well be the Gary Moore horse down at the bottom, San Pedro de Senam, who's shown plenty of ability so far in his career over jumps, and he jumps pretty soundly as well. But all in all, of a rating of 1.43. Rather Be is, I'd expect, the only way he'll get beaten for me is if he falls.
Okay, I'd rather be a strong vote then in that 105 at Plumpton, and maybe take San Pedro de Senam to chase him home.
Yeah, it's been won by some good horses that race in the past, the likes of Baron Alco.
Lamy Surge.
Yeah, so it does throw up a useful one, and I'd imagine that after Toaster, Nicky Henderson probably had this race in mind for a while.
There'll be no odds on shots in our next race. The Sussex National is coming up at 2:35 at 3.5 miles. The trip, field of 13 down to contest this. And as you might expect, some proven stayers in this field, Gareth, who are going to need to stay in the conditions over this trip. It'll take some getting, to say the least.
Yeah, I love this race. Every year it always produces a really good finish, and they're well-known horses, and there'll be a huge crowd at Plumpton tomorrow. It's one of the great sort of Sunday race days of the year. There's a couple that I quite like. They're both trained by Lady Susie Smith, who trains Condor Kian, who's number 3 on the card. This one will have the assistance of Gavin Sheehan in the saddle. Actually pulled up last time that he ran. But that was in a pretty hot race at Ascot behind the very bold Jumping Gold present and Frodon. He was competitive for a while, but yeah, as I say, ultimately he did pull up. It was a listed race. It was stronger than this one. And the time before, I actually caught him get beaten by Barney Dwan in a race which I don't think would have overly suited him at Market Raisin, because there were only 3 runners that day. He tends to be a horse that thrives in slightly bigger fields for me. If he reproduces the form that saw him go a neck second to Tovieri at Ascot back at the start of the season at the 25th of November, I think he's got an excellent chance of going very well. He's a horse that does race in snatches. He holds his head slightly high at certain points of the race, but he, for me, does stay very, very well. And I think if they go a good gallop here, he'll be picking up well. I'm a massive fan of Susie Smith, the trainer, as well. She trains, I think, in this area. And she doesn't have many horses, but she's had some fabulous horses over the years, particularly Race Mare. years, the likes of Amy Gale and Material World, who was a famous hurdler who had one eye. I think she ran second at a Cheltenham Festival in the Pertemps final one year, but she's very, very effective. And I can see Condor Kian running a big race for her here. The other one I quite like, but he does need to improve again, is Frankenfear for Zoe Davison, another trainer that does particularly well with the runners at Plumpton. She used to have a wonderful old race mare called Just Beware, who raced on till probably 13, 14 years old. And she was dynamite around here at Plumpton. And Frankenfear has been dynamite around Plumpton in each of his last two starts, winning staying chases over 3.25 miles, basically bossing lesser opposition. So this is going to be a completely different sort of kettle of fish for Frankenfear. He's racing off a mark of 108, so he's actually £5 wrong, but jockey Tommy Dowling has been booked to ride again. He gets on with the horse well. He'll take off the five.
Yeah.
So it's not all bad news. And he's clearly very, very effective. He's in great form at the moment hunting the hat trick. He deserves to take his chance at a track that he absolutely adores. And Zoe Davison, as I say, and Susie Smith, they've both had plenty of success at Plumpton in previous years. But I don't think either have actually won a race quite as prestigious as this one at the track. So it'll be a fantastic result if either of those come home in front. There'll be a big cheer in the winner's enclosure after.
Clondor Keen and Frankenfair then, two to keep an eye on in the Sussex National. Two against the field for Gareth. Of course, they'll just be 12 taking their chance. Rathlin Rose will obviously be a non-runner, having exerted himself in the Welsh Grand National on Saturday. Thank you very much for that, Gareth. Pleasure as always, and best of luck and enjoy the action.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.